Hello and welcome to today's Get Great English podcast. Today we are going to look at indirect questions which can be used to ask for help but also can be used to offer help. An indirect question means that you're giving a sentence that functions like a question. For example, instead of saying, "Can I open the window?" you might say, "I wonder if it would be okay to open the window." So you're asking if you can do something. To ask for help, rather than saying, "Can you help me?" you might say, "Do you think it would be possible for you to give me some help?" Okay. The longer the question, basically you're saying that you're being more respectful and you're hedging, which means you're kind of negotiating power. And you're, by giving this long sentence or long question, you're showing that you're being very humble and respectful. The strangest way that we use this is to offer help. So rather than just asking somebody, "Do you want me to help you?" you might say, "I was wondering if you might need some help." This is really, really useful if you're going to be a guest in somebody's house. Some people don't like guests to help out. They like to treat their guests and show hospitality. But sometimes, as a guest, you feel like you should help out a little bit. Things like doing the dishes are quite natural to do if you're going to be spending a long time in somebody's house. So, next time that you're a guest in somebody's house, why not offer some help with an indirect question? I hope this has been very useful for you, and if it has been, why not leave a comment on the blog? Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.